everything for so right. That was Missing My Baby by pop star Abrina. This is Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa at dysfunctionaldysfunctional.com, and today we have an interview with the pop star Abrina. I get to talk to her about her rendition of Missing My Baby and her upcoming album, My Playground Part 2.
Hi, Jesus.
Hey, Abrina. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. It's a, you know, new day, new experiences.
Good. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to me right now.
No problem. So I listened to Missing My Baby. It's an incredible song. I mean, it's a song we've all known, and yet you gave it a little facelift, and you made it a little bit more modern. How did you decide to make this cover?
I actually met the family about 2 months ago over in at the Selena Museum, mm-hmm. and I just was so excited to see them that it kind of just stayed on my mind, and I just wanted to do more, and I wanted to kind of incorporate that somewhere in my music. So I went through some of my favorite songs of hers, and I just decided to remake that one. And I'm glad it came out good. I'm glad everybody likes it, because I was kind of worried about it. I was like, well, it's such a classic song. I was, just hoping that everybody was gonna think it was good.
What was it like to meet the Quintanilla family?
I honestly was starstruck, because you've heard about them and you see them on the Selena movie, mm-hmm. and even though it's not actually them, it's the actors, but you see how much they were involved in her career, mm-hmm. and how her brother wrote most of the songs, and the father kind of made everything happen. So I just was so starstruck and like so excited, and I was actually hanging out with them for almost like an hour or two, and they were just talking to me about what they were working on, and so it was so cool to just kind of be in their environment.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's so much talent in that family alone. Did you feel pressure when you went into record Missing My Baby?
Yeah, definitely. I felt a lot of pressure. I was actually very nervous, because I just felt it needed to be great. It needed to be something amazing. Mm-hmm. And whenever you're creating and you have that type of pressure, it is a little bit hard, but I just made sure that I did everything that I could to get it all perfect.
Oh, yeah. Once again, it's a song that we all know and we all love, and you did great. I mean, it's modernized. It has a new feel to it. But yet it still has the essence, and I feel you stayed very true to what it was.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't want to take it too far away from the melodies that she sang, but I really did want to tackle making it current and current sounding. So I'm very glad that you feel that way. So thank you. That shows me I did a good job.
You definitely did. How did Selena inspire you?
She inspired me so much because she is Mexican, a Mexican American, and so am I. So I didn't really grow up with too many Mexican American singers that did both Spanish and English. She was kind of like the first one that I was exposed to. And so she was kind of like me, and she was so talented, and she did a great job of just keeping her culture in her music, and which was a big inspiration to me. And, just my family, we always would pray Selena, just that family party, just everywhere. And, she was an idol for a lot of Latinos, but also she helped pave the way for, other young Latinas and other singers that want to do both, which want to do, Spanish and English music.
I read that you've been doing music since you were about 8. Did you know since an early age that you wanted to be a singer?
I just loved singing and dancing, and I was just a little kid that you couldn't get to shut up. And at family parties, my grandpa, he was a singer. He sang in a band. So he would, you know, make me get up and sing in front of everybody, which I hated at the time. But now that I'm older, I'm like, I'm glad he did that. But yeah, I always had that love and that passion ever since I was very, very young. So just as I started to get better and performing more and more comfortable, I felt like, you know, this is actually what I really want to do, and I'm willing to risk it all for this love and this dream of mine. And it got to a point where it's like, I don't want to do anything else, and I have to just give it my all and hope that everything will work out.
Your passion definitely comes out in your music. It's different, and I heard you call it a hip-hop type style.
That's the term I used to use. I don't really use that term anymore, but it does do a good job of explaining just how I like to fuse, you know, R&B, pop, and then also I like to use a little bit of like hip hop influences as well. So I don't really use that term anymore, but it is still a term that people, I guess, would bring up.
what artists have been your influences other than Selena?
Other than Selena, my parents, they raised me on like a lot of the really classic R&B guys like Stevie Wonder, and I liked Tina Marie a lot. So I was raised on that. So I always like to make sure I make that known. But growing up, I definitely would say Beyonce has had a big part on my inspiration. My favorite group when I was young was TLC. And I have to say Mariah Carey.
Okay, so your new album, My Playground 2, is coming out. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I put out My Playground last year, and it did really well. And I was excited. I finally had my first body of work out. So this year, it's like I have to definitely make sure I come out again with another body of work. And it's coming along really well. I'm been working with a lot of great people, and just I'm glad I was able to keep the same theme, My Playground too. So it's been coming out really good.
How have you been pushing yourself to make this better or more unique and still stay with the same style as My Playground?
I'm trying to be more unique because I'm trying to just create types of songs that aren't like what we hear every day on the radio. I mean, I'm trying to fuse a little bit more Latin style into my music. And with the writing, you know, I'm working very hard on the writing and working with some really great writers. But I feel like just what kind of separates me is the fact that I do write most of my stuff, and just the fact that I'm not afraid to experiment with different sounds, and I want to incorporate my culture into my music. So I'm trying to, you know, put a little bit more cool Latin style sounds into the music, but still make it, you know, current and fresh and something that I hope everyone will enjoy.
Since you write most of your music, how intimate is this new album?
It's very intimate. Writing from my heart and just from my experiences. And if not my experiences, experiences that are very close to me. So I talk to everyone about, you know, what I feel this song should be. And I kind of just make sure that it comes from me and not from anybody else. So it's very intimate. And also trying to make it timeless as well, and trying to make it relatable to everybody, to every young female or every man out there. So yeah, I'm excited.
Where can fans find you on social media?
They can find me on my Instagram and my Twitter and my YouTube. Everything pretty much is at Abrina Music. And just so those who don't know my name, because I get it all the time, it's Abrina. So Abrina Music. They can definitely check me out there.
Awesome. Is there anything coming up for you, a tour or anything?
We're working on a tour, but I definitely have a lot of show dates coming up that I'll be posting soon on my social media. I'll be actually in San Diego next weekend performing at a club opening. And next month I'll be touring pretty much all around every weekend. So I have some big plans for some tours, and I'm hoping to get overseas soon as well. We're working on a China tour, so I'm looking forward to that.
That sounds great. Well, thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You can check out more of Abrina's stuff on abrinamusic.com. That's abrinamusic.com. I am Jesus Figueroa at dysfunctionaldysfunctional.com. Check out more of my interviews here on audioboom.com/dysfunctional. Check out more of my stuff on dysfunctional.com. Follow me on social media at dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, and dysfunctionalLA on Facebook.